Using throwbacks is actually a very useful healing tool. Using nostalgic tools is a very useful way to do a little bit of self-evaluation. Coming a long way doesn't necessarily mean doing everything right. Coming a long way just means learning from your mistakes and graduating through life school. Too much of anything is a poison. Nostalgia's the same. Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. And I thought I would jump on a bandwagon in today's episode and talk about this new hashtag that everyone is following, which is the 2016 throwback as we've just got into 2026. Now, there's two things we need to discuss about this today. One is it's actually quite a useful healing tool. But two, if we overdo it, it's actually a detrimental thing to do. And it's important to understand both because it can be quite useful for your health. So if you've noticed these 2016 throwbacks, let's just have a little chat. So first up is that Harriet came into my house this morning and we were doing all the filming and we were talking. She said, oh, there's this 2016 throwback. We need to do one too. So in I went into my phone and I started looking at all of the photographs that I took in 2016. And lo and behold, the first thing that I noticed was I had completely forgotten this, but I launched the Hey You Method in 2016. I'd sort of said it was about, I kind of kept thinking it was about 7 years ago. I was sort of permanently seven. So the first thing that it did was actually give me a bit of a benchmark of the passing of time in actually quite an appropriate way. And according to Chinese medicine, January is a grounding month of the entire year because we are about to embark upon the Lunar New Year, which is about to come in February. And the month of January in our astrology is a buffalo month, which is the grounding month of all of the 12 lunar months that have happened before. And what you'll then find is that the new moon that's just come in will be the very last new moon of the entire year cycle before the Lunar New Year begins afresh. So that means that anything to do with looking backwards and learning from past mistakes or learning the wisdom of life and being grateful for the privilege of our lifespan is a useful tool to have at this time of year. So any 2016 throwback content in that respect is good stuff. The thing about it is that when we're in this grounding month, it's really important to learn from our mistakes, to be grateful for our lives, and to evaluate where we've come as a human being. I think as a 20th century born woman, that largely within the female narrative, we have been very much conditioned that the value of a female is in her youth and in her looks, and that the aging process for women is something that we should try and avoid. We traditionally would lie about our age. We dreaded the menopause. I know we have health reasons to dread the menopause, although listen to my menopause podcast and I can help you with that. But one of the great things about getting older is older and wiser. And if we can navigate the aging process correctly, which I will help you do, the reality is the energy of aging is actually the thing that we really need to be cultivating in the second half of our life. So using throwbacks is actually a very useful healing tool so that we can go back 10 years and go, oh, wow, okay, I'd forgotten that, because the chances are the memory has played tricks on you. Wow, haven't I come a long way since then? Now, coming a long way doesn't necessarily mean doing everything right. Coming a long way just means learning from your mistakes and graduating through life school as far as you possibly can so that your reincarnation process is an option rather than a necessity. Anybody can reincarnate if they choose, okay? But ultimately, the way I like to describe the life circuit in Earth School is it is a bit like a game of Monopoly. You're going round and round and round the board until basically you pass go each time in a slightly different set of circumstances until you've cleared the game. And once you've cleared the game, off you go. If you choose to come back, you can, okay? But you don't have to. And there's the fundamental difference. So therefore, using nostalgic tools is a very useful way to do a little bit of self-evaluation. So here I am this morning, having a cup of tea, looking, thinking about the day's filming, thinking about the podcast. We're doing something completely different this morning, and here we are. And I said to James, nope, we're gonna talk about 2016. So what have I learned? Well, and actually, never mind what I've learned about myself. What have I learned and how is that relevant for you? Okay, well, the first thing that it did was it contextualized my growth in the last 10 years. And it will do the same for you because it will remind you of things that you were doing at that time that you may have either A, forgotten, or B, didn't think was in that year. The memory does play tricks on you and time does bend. So therefore you may have thought that something was happening sooner or later. And it gives you in the first instance an opportunity of self-evaluation. Now that is never to be judgmental or critical. It should just be, how it is. Because the point of Earth School is to learn from your mistakes and to get older and wiser and to cultivate wisdom. So nostalgia, which is what this is, which will make you think, oh, goodness me. So, for example, I launched Hey You. I actually went and achieved one of my bucket lists, which was to go to the Rio Carnival. And I knew I'd gone, but I didn't know it was that year. So in the same year, I launched a brand because I have the glory of hindsight to see it all together played out in photographs. And my friend had her 40th birthday party in Capri, which was really good fun. And I went to the Rio Carnival, which was also really good fun. And I did both of those things with Trevor and Moy, my gay best friends. So there we go. There's the year. There's the nostalgia. So then in comes the learning. Well, first of all, the friendship of all those three key people is still here as my best friends to this day. So it's like, oh, okay, so those friendships have stayed the test of time. And secondly, my business is still here. Now, that was quite an interesting learning curve because the business has been unbelievably difficult. Being a woman in business is incredibly, being anyone in business is incredibly hard, and anyone in business will say so, and seems to get harder and harder. A female in business, as far as I'm concerned, is a bit like being in Squid Game. Like, one wrong move and you're out, and the odds of making a mistake are almost guaranteed, and if you can survive it, it's literally a miracle. So it gave me a sense of huge achievement that although my business isn't exactly putting me on the rich list and I'm not exactly female entrepreneur of the year, it does exist. It's still here. And then it gave me the opportunity to look back over the last 10 years and think, goodness me, there it was in its origin. Here it is still surviving to this day. What was the curve that took it from here to there? And what were the things that I've learned from running that little business? And what were the mistakes that I made? And what were the things that I feel that weren't my best moment? How have I evolved as a person through running that business? And the answer is, out of all of the singular things that I've done in life, aside from probably bringing up my children, it was setting up and bringing to life that business. For all of the failings and for all of the successes, we ultimately created a global trend in Gua Sha. I mean, when I launched Gua Sha into the UK, nobody knew anything about it. And then it spread like wildfire, and then everybody was talking about it. And so there's not just me, there's other people too. But the reality is that that became a global trend. Also wellness. 10 years ago was not a thing, because I know it wasn't, because I was trying to launch a wellness brand and nobody knew what on earth I was talking about. So understanding the circulatory system fundamental to our health was also my key message. That message is still not out there. So it gave me a very useful opportunity to evaluate what has been achieved and to evaluate what is still yet to be done. Now, that is really good when it comes to being older and wiser and learning from mistakes, because one can give oneself the credit for the successes and also a bit of a razor-sharp manifestation tool to say what is still here to do. So I can give myself the credit for being one of the key people to have created the global trend of Gua Sha. Wow, that's impressive. It didn't monetize, okay, but then it gave me an opportunity to reflect, to say, well, okay, well, it didn't really need to monetize. The business is still going. The universe has sort of protected me in other ways. And actually, it allowed me to reflect into my soul calling, which really is, once I'm dead and buried and I'm no longer here, no one really is going to care about Katie Brindle, even me, because I won't be here either. So it's not about me. It's about the information. So that scalped my podcast, because I thought, it doesn't matter who said what, when, how, when, and first. What matters is that you know, and that you tell people, and that your children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and friends of yours with their children benefit from the fact that this information, which I'm giving you week in, week out, is no longer alternative. It's just mainstream. It's just the stuff that you needed to know in the first place. It's not competing with Western medicine. It's just common sense stuff that used to be around, that we all used to subscribe to, and then just got eradicated in the witch hunt. So if the answer, having looked at the reflection of 2016, is, do you mind that your business, actually your intention with Gua Sha actually eclipsed your business, because actually everyone else piling in meant that you just basically just got squashed to one side? The answer is no, because it proved to me that I'm obviously quite good at catching trends and being a trendsetter and an opinion former and letting people know that you heard it here first. So, dear audience, you do hear things here first. So that's all the stuff that's happened. So first of all, 2016 throwbacks and the nostalgia that it creates can have its value in the healing circle. It will help create wisdom. It will help create evaluation. And at this time, when we're working fully into energy, we are working into the new lunar cycle, which is looming at the beginning of February. Okay, so the sun comes in at 315 degrees on the 4th of Feb, and that's the beginning. And then what happens is you've got a 2-week period where the moon then comes in as the first new moon coming out into the new season. Okay, and that is how it starts. And that's the 17th of Feb. And then bam, then you're in the horse year fully, okay? Because it comes in with the sun and it completes with the moon. And energy does move fast, but because it's grounding into the earth routine, it takes time to assimilate. It's not just like Big Ben. So you've got this opportunity to learn from what you've been doing over the last 10 years, to use that as a manifestation tool for your year ahead. This is my manifestation tool, which is very useful with nostalgia. So in China, for Chinese New Year, one of the things that they do is they give red envelopes, and traditionally they put cash in them. No, I don't do that. But the thing is, I'm not Chinese, obviously. So I take the Chinese wisdom and, I don't know, I do what chefs have done. I kind of make it relevant to what I want to do, because it's not about, I mean, yes, you can do it the traditional way if you choose. It's up to you. This is what I do. You don't have to do it. This is what I do. So each year I buy off Amazon the envelopes of the animals. So this is Year of the Firehorse, okay? Sorry about the excessive use of plastic in the packaging, but I'm afraid it's all the same. So in they come. Now, traditionally, as I said, you put money in the envelope, you hand them out. So what I do is I give these envelopes out to my family and my friends, and I put wishes. I put manifestations in the envelope, and I put in here what I want for the year ahead, or what I'm asking for, or the direction. And over on the east corner of my house is a lovely statue of Kuan Yin I bought very successfully in an auction many years ago. And I love her. And she sits being honoured by my little light in my temple on the right side of the house. And I put her light on every morning and I thank her for everything and burn incense. And sitting behind the statue are last year's envelopes. And they're right there with my wishes. And my children put theirs in and I put mine in. And we all have an envelope. And then this time of year, we take the envelope out. We have a look at the wishes, we have a look at what we put in there, and we see what's happened. And it's a very, very good tool for manifestation. You would be amazed at when you write things down and put them in the right colour and put them in the right angle of your house, which is always on the east side, in a spiritual context. Now, it's up to you how you wish to honour your spirit, whether that's ancestral, whether that's religious, whether that's... it doesn't matter. It can be a bunch of flowers. It can be whatever you want it to be. Okay, you can just pray to your deceased grandmother if that's helpful for you, because at this point, spiritual belief is what you would like. So that's what I do, and it's a very, very useful tool. So never mind 2016. This is what I do every single year. Okay, so when these nostalgic techniques can become dangerous is when we become over nostalgic. Now, one of the Jasmine Hemsley said this actually at a brand launch a few months ago. She was talking about Ayurveda and she said, too much of anything is a poison. And she's absolutely right. It's not her, that's not her words, that's ancient words, but Jasmine mentioned it and she was correct. So too much of anything is a poison. So a little bit of light nostalgia is extremely useful as a healing tool, as I've just explained. And using nostalgic techniques such as this is also really useful, but too much is a poison. So if one becomes too nostalgic and you're endlessly going backwards, thinking about this, that and the other, in Spanish, they call it el bien pasado, el dolor presente. And it was actually, which means the good, the beautiful past and the painful present. And it was actually something that a whole generation of Spanish poets and playwrights were actually working into, because nostalgia plays tricks on us and we refer to the good old days. Okay, now personally, as somebody who's quite forward thinking, I always kind of look back in history and think, I don't think they were that great. Certainly not for my family. We were ferrymen, literally. We were in Datchet, ferrying people across. And then half of them ended up in Australia because they were obviously thieves. Ferrymen weren't paid very much. But anyway, the point is that I think my life is a damn sight more comfortable than theirs was. But the thing is that too much nostalgia becomes blocking for the lung energy, which is the metal element of the body. And it tips into something which actually blocks the low energy of the lung, which can become grief. Because the lungs, when they're working correctly, are full of gratitude. That's the high resonance of the lungs. But the low frequency of the lungs is grief and loss, and people getting stuck in grief and loss, and they simply can't move through it. And nostalgia is the kind of weak end of that. It's like, e.g., with the liver, anger is the big energy of the liver, which we're sort of what we have to work with. But bitterness is the soft end of anger. So often as women, we're not allowed to get angry, so we get bitter because we can't express anger. So it's a sort of seething, peeving sort of simmer rather than the full-on boil. Okay, but that's just as toxic in a different way. It's just got more longevity to it because something will boil over and then just extinguish itself. Now, nostalgia is the same to the metal element. It can build up and become grief, or it can build up and block the natural flow of the movement of letting go, which is what you do with the lungs, because you inhale and you let go. That's what the lungs are doing mechanically, and that is what they are doing emotionally. But if nostalgia comes in, we go, oh. You get stuck, and then you can't flow. And that's not good. Because the thing about energy is it's not about wallowing. It's not about sticking. Energy moves, energy flows, and we need to flow with it. The world is constantly moving. Every 2 hours, the 60-year cycle of energy moves. Every 2 hours, it's never the same. So what's happening right now, where are we? It's about 1 o'clock. So right now we've gone into new energy. 1 till 3 p.m. is an energy flow in its own right. And 3 till 5, 5 till 7, and on it goes. And the chart will change every 2 hours on a 60-year circuit. So anyone listening to Firehorse content right now, they're saying, ooh, it's a fire horse. It's the first time in 60 years we'll get a fire horse. That's absolutely correct, because it changes. I talked about this in the last episode, or recent episode, where you've got the power of 10, which is the five elements, yin and yang. So that's 5 times 2, which is 10. And then you've got the 12 zodiacs underneath, okay, which is the lunar months. So you've got the power of 10 on top, the power of 12 underneath, which means they're clonking at a slightly different fit, which means it takes a 60-year process to get everything turned around correctly. So therefore, if we are dwelling too much in the past, it blocks the natural movement of energy flow, which is happening every 2 hours on a 60-year circuit. So therefore, what we do with nostalgia is the exercise I did this morning. I dipped into my phone, I looked at a load of photographs, I went, oh my Lord above, goodness me, I can't believe that was going on then. Goodness me, look how I look, look at Trevor and Roy. Oh my gosh, I forgot, that was my bucket list, I achieved it. Oh, my best friend's 40, God, that was fun. Oh, Patrick and William got married later. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's their 10, I must send them a message, it's their 10-year wedding, wow, okay. And then, lo and behold, bang slap in the middle, and I launched Hey You. Wow. That, if anyone had told me what was going to ensue over the next 10 years, perhaps I wouldn't have done. But sometimes it's just good to put yourself forwards and go, well, I did it anyway. And that made me feel really proud of myself, because I actually achieved something very, very difficult, which is I launched a business and kept it going. And I'm not still to this day entirely sure how. But I have, thanks to you guys basically buying into what we were talking about. Because when I looked at the packaging and I looked at the explanations and I looked at the photography and I looked at all of it, oh my God, this is so bad compared to now. But anyway, that's good nostalgia. So when it's too heavy, it will block the natural ebb and flow of your energy frequency and can pull you down into getting stuck into grief. And we don't want that. Okay, so there is obviously a grief podcast all about, which I've done recently, actually, because we did it just before Christmas, because after my dad's 85th birthday party, I had a bit of a grief throwback. And Christmas and December is often a time when people who are going through bereavements, it's really, really hard. Often you get a spike in death rate, and Christmas brings up lots of things, and it's a very difficult period, full stop. So we did a really lovely episode all about grief there. But for this episode, it's just to say, nostalgia is good. Don't do too much of it. Use it as a wisdom generating tool. Because the other thing to say is that the metal element, which is the lung, in the generating cycle of energy, generation goes fire to earth, because fire burns and creates earth. Earth generates metal, because the goodness within the earth is the metal element, and metal flows into water, and water feeds wood, and wood feeds the fire. That generates the energy. So what does that mean emotionally and spiritually? That the letting go and the gratitude of the metal element feeds the wisdom, which is the high frequency of water. So when you're in this lovely flow, you are going into the wisdom, which is the older and wiser, which is the upside of the aging process, which when one is looking back over a 10-year process, that is the aging process. I'm now 53, not 43. I've had a 10-year set of experiences, just like you have, which has formed me. And just to leave one little thing about beauty, because we obviously do talk about beauty, although I'm more health, but I am beauty too, because being healthy equals looking good, ultimately, because you can't look good if you don't feel well. Ask anyone with a cold. Okay, so what happens there? So I was looking at myself and go, right, well, I'm glad to say I don't look radically different to the way I look now, but the difference is the aging process shows in the energy of who I am. I simply look wiser. Not older, can't quite put your finger on it. And that is when you're doing the aging process successfully. So thank you for joining me today. Use nostalgia as the correct healing tool. Enjoy the 2016 throwback. Mine's going up probably in sync with this. And let me know in the comments below what you think of the hashtag 2016.